Did you ever say boil? You wouldn't want to do that.
I don't like it boiled.
Okay. How about, would you ever say make?
Make some coffee? I would be more apt to say make coffee. But I wouldn't say boil because that's horrible.
Okay. Now, did you ever in your, maybe when you were younger, you don't have to do this any longer, but did you ever make coffee again with the grinds? You've used the grinds before?
My mother did when they came from the old country. Okay. They used to do that.
Sure. Judy and I still do it.
Yeah.
When we run out of coffee, sure. But what do you have a name for that kind of coffee? Did you call it anything?
No. But what they used in Germany, we never used it here, was coffee essence. They put that in with the grounds.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it's made of. It's a stick.
Oh.
And we had it at the fair when I worked there, but we never
used it. Well, you'd say this, the first, you know, you'd say, you taste the coffee, you say, this isn't fresh coffee, it's what?
It's stale, it's old.
Is that what you'd call? I mean, if you made it over, I mean, you know, somebody tasted it and could tell that you just didn't make it.
I don't know what
you don't remember that. Oh. Okay.
I don't think I'd like it.
No, well, it isn't too good, but it's hot anyway.
It answers the purpose.
We call it rerun.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, we call it rerun.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, but you never use that word.
No.
Okay.
I never used it over.
Okay. Now, how about a pie that's in a it's like pie only it's the pan is deeper. Now, what would you call that? Something.
It's like pie.
It's like pie only you make it in a pan that's so you know deeper than a pie pan. Fruit pie, especially apple.
Tart?
No, it's a big, bigger
tart
thing,
is
you know.
Small.
Now, this is very much like a pie, but it's deeper.
Would you call it the Dutch coffee cake?
Okay, is that well? Now, what I'm thinking about is something.
That is deep,
no,
though.
No. What's a Dutch coffee cake like?
Hmm?
What's that like?
It's a crust and it's filled with apples, mm-hmm. Say apples, and a custard poured over
it. Oh, I see. Now how about, but this thing I'm thinking of is usually made with apple or with cherry. What sort of things do you make with cherries other than tarts and pies? Can you think of anything? And it's kind of, and when you have to spoon it out, you can't really cut it like a pie. You have to spoon it out and eat it in a bowl.
Butter?
No, I mean like it's cherry, made out of cherry. Mm-hmm. Would you call that, did you ever hear the term cobbler?
Yes, you would call it cobbler, but I didn't make it.
I see, but that's what it would. But that's what
yeah,
it would be
cherry
called.
Cherry cobbler.
You wouldn't call it deep apple pie or deep
no.
cherry pie or family pie. You'd
no,
call it cobbler.
No, I'd be more apt to call it cobbler.
Okay. Well, that's if you don't make it, that's why you.
I make you work for you.
Well, I'm supposed to. Now, just name some different kinds of pies.
Oh, custard pie, lemon cream pie, all
the fruit pies. Well, no, wait, lemon, what is the difference between any other kind of lemon pie besides lemon cream pie?